John chapter 12 as we close out this evening. Familiar passage to probably all of us, the book of John chapter 12, and specifically verse 24 and 15. But before we get to that passage, I want to read a couple passages here by way of introduction. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Then in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, the Bible says, And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Tonight, much truth has already been presented. You heard the story of Achan, a man who has promised victory, a life of victory. And he chose what he thought was life and blessing. But it brought a curse. It brought death. We saw the story of Sivea and her husband and the choices they made. One chose to suffer for Christ, to give her life for Christ, but it brought great joy and blessing. Thousands of souls won to Christ. Today, I'd like to challenge our hearts this evening with the few moments that we have left. I began this evening and asked you the question, if you had to make a choice tonight between life or death, which would you choose? Probably all of us would say, I'm going to choose life. Yet how often do we make choices? Not considering the results of that choice. We choose like Achan chose, things of this world, the money, the pleasure and fame, things that bring emptiness when you look at it in light of eternity, things that bring death and destruction and ruin. So many times we make choices in our life and fail to consider the results of that choice. In Deuteronomy, the Word of God tells us that He gives us a choice, a decision, and every decision has a result of life or death, blessing or cursing. Joshua said, As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Choose you this day, life or death. Through the authority of the Word of God, I want to bring you tonight to a point of decision. What are you going to choose? As you make decisions throughout your life, moment by moment, every day, are you going to choose a life of victory that God promises to you because of the cross of Christ, because Christ won? Or are you going to choose a life of death and defeat? 2 points here I want us to look at very briefly from John chapter 12, as I turn there. The first point here is that the human temporal perspective always chooses life for death. The second point is that the faith eternal perspective always chooses death for life. Let me explain by reading John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. The human temporal perspective always chooses life for death. He that loveth his life shall lose it. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 19, the Bible says, As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. Seems very straightforward. He that chooseth life, righteous, he that followeth after righteousness chooses life. But he that pursueth evil chooses death, destruction. Each of us here in this room, I'm sure, know that the Word of God is truth. The Bible is full of truth. This is the book of righteousness, the book of life. Why would anyone choose to pursue evil when God said that evil brings death and destruction? Jeremiah 17 and verse 9 says, The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? James 1:14, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. There's a devil out there that's out to ruin and destroy your life. And he's out there to get you to make choices that produce death and destruction. But there's the Word of God out there today that's out to show you the way of truth, the way of life, salvation, righteousness that tendeth to life. The human temporal perspective always chooses life or death. Within that human temporal perspective, man will choose what he humanly thinks is life and good. We saw in our example tonight of Achan, a man who was promised victory by God to go into the promised land and he could have victory and all of his family and all of Israel. But Achan saw the lush riches of Jericho, the gold and the silver and the robes. And those things meant more to him than what God had promised him. He got his eyes off of the eternal perspective. He got his eyes off of the truth, the Word of God. And he put his eyes on the things of the world. Money, pleasure, fame. Maybe he was a poor man and had to provide for his family. And he lost faith in what God could do for him. And he took those riches and he took those jewels and that robe. Thought it was going to bring life and happiness and blessing to him and his family. But what was the result? Death. And needless death. The result of man's temporal choice is always eternal destruction and death. Money never satisfies. The things of the world never satisfy. Righteousness tendeth to life. This is what satisfies, what's found in God's Word. The point is, don't live for the things of the world. Don't live based on moment-by-moment decisions of what you think is going to produce life, unless you've challenged it with the Word of God and considered the results of that choice. Going out soul winning, for example, what do you think that's going to produce, life or death? Praying for souls to be saved, giving your time to the things of God, to the work of God, to the ministry, that produces life. The things of the world pass away. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. In other words, he's not loving God. And the things of the world and entertainment and choices that humanly, from the human temporal perspective, produce life is what he fills his life with and makes decisions based off of the human temporal perspective. Our second point here tonight is that the faith eternal perspective always chooses death for life. The end of verse 25 says, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Romans chapter 5 and verse 21 says, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto life eternal by Jesus Christ our Lord. Because of man's sinful nature and man's natural propensity to sin, he will naturally choose what looks like life. But in the end, it produces death. Man must take the grace of God to accept the truth by faith, die to self, and see the power of God produce life. That if sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto life, unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Very similar to as righteousness tendeth to life. So he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. Sin reigns unto death. He that pursues evil pursues it to his own death. But the grace of God through and the righteousness of Christ produces life. Romans chapter 5 and verse 20 says, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. God told Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Where sin abounds, where Satan tempts us and causes us to make choices that produce needless death, there's victory in God's grace. We can take God for His Word and trust His Word and by faith make a choice that produces everlasting life. Man will choose what looks like human death by the grace and power of God when he looks at it in light of the eternal perspective. And the result of that choice, of choosing life by the grace and power of God, is a life filled with eternal life and blessing. What are you going to choose tonight? A life that produces death, when Christ already paid for your sins? Christ rose from the dead and Christ conquered sin, death, and hell for us. We don't have to live a life of defeat. We don't have to live a life in sin. We don't have to live a needless death, a life full of destruction. Because the Word of God is truth. And in God's Word, we find eternal life. What decision are you making today? Teenager, young person, adults, parents? What are the choices you're making in your life? How are they? What are the results? What are they producing, life or death? How are you training your children for God? And you want your children to turn out for God, and when you can't spend time in God's Word every morning, you can't teach your children by example to maintain the right attitude, to take God's Word by faith. And young person, take God's Word by faith. Make choices that produce life and blessing, rather than death and destruction. Choose you this day, life or death. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of God's Word. We're thankful so much for the fact that God's Word produces life. And in your Word, we find eternal life and blessing. Lord, we ask that you would stir our hearts tonight. Lord, as the truth has been presented, several different perspectives, Lord, would you work in our hearts? Help us to make the decision that God wants us to make and live that life of surrender by the grace of God. And with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, just want to take